Spankwagon Radio is now on the air.
The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX, August 8th, TGIF day. The time is 3:30 to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning. This is television station
WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our national anthem.
On fire, the roof, the roof, the roof is on fire, the roof, the roof, the roof is on fire. We don't need no water, let the motherfucker burn, burn, motherfucker, burn.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Friday night, for those of you listening live, I'm sure this song means something to somebody at the Monte Carlo.
Hello, my name is Jimmy Pop, and
it's time for what? Anyone? Anyone?
Come back on the radio.
Oh, there you
go. Oh, looks he's all sad.
Yeah, I see. I trust me. Yeah.
Yes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Spankwagon Radio. You can find us online, spankwagon.net. If you are joining us live,
spank it.
We want everybody to go to the site, go into the chat room, email us, become our friend. We don't care. Just do something.
I just farted, dude, and I can smell it.
Oh, we're going to die.
Wow.
My ass is on fire. My coal is on fire.
We don't need no water. Let the motherfucker burn.
Burn Monte Carlo.
Burn. Wow.
Yeah.
I think everybody in here is half asleep, so why don't we just all go home and play music? Who all's vote for that? Raise your hands.
No. Oh. We have a show to do.
I'm tired. I mean,
right,
I
you go
tired.
Home. We'll run the show.
Yeah, no. I follow you so, out.
Speaking of running shows, last week's show, two people showed up and two people didn't. Now, I have a story.
I had
right.
to work.
Now, let me get this like for as long.
What? Yeah, and I was working.
Oh, you finally fucking talking to the microphone? Well, okay. Let me tell you the story, man. All right. I meet Scrappy. How long ago? About a year ago. Almost a year ago, right?
Oh, my God.
Now this shit, it. Right? Fucking, she's on MySpace like 24 hours a fucking day, right?
Right.
So I tell her, I said, get your lazy ass and download a fucking instant messenger so we don't text message while we're on the computer leaving messages to each other on the goddamn thing. We're like doing both.
Right,
I'm like,
right.
I just like download, we can talk, you know, whatever. So for months, this bitch is do this shit. And then one
Scrappy's
day.
Scrappy's the reason I had to upgrade my text messaging plan from 200 to 1,500 messages a month.
And I know. And then all of a sudden, she's giving me an instant message. I said, fuck, it took you long enough. Yeah, I was talking to Murphy, and he and I downloaded it for her. I was like, oh, you fucking bitch.
Well, you know, there is a program called Agile Messenger, which allows you to do all of your messaging over your phone if you have internet.
Oh, shit.
So that way you have a Windows mobile phone.
Yeah, if you have a Windows mobile. Actually, they make them for Palm as well. Mm-hmm. But what it does is it allows you to do Yahoo and MSN and all the other messengers through your phone.
Damn.
See? There you go.
And I use Adium at home, which does all of the messengers as well.
Yeah, after I said you should try this.
I got to tell you, it's really funny when you sign on because like my...
40, yeah, same way with you. When you sign on, about 5 people sign on.
I have to play this. This is actually kind of funny. This is the noise that it makes when...
And you don't have your cable today, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Hang on a second.
So you get to hold it up to the mic ghetto style.
Yeah, hang on a second.
Or hold the mic down to it. Watch it fall out of the bracket.
Yeah, right.
Hang on.
Sir, it sounds like your software is a slight bubble.
Kind of gassy today, man. Is that Baja Fresh?
Oh, Jesus. What's intestines? I don't know.
It helps
I don't
if
care.
I turn it on. Okay,
oh,
here it is.
Hey.
That's not it. What the hell?
Wow.
Preparation. It's more than just H.
Why is it? It's not demoing the sound.
It's not demoing the sound.
It's not demoing the sound.
Look at this. They're like,
there it is.
Look at this picture. They're like a beat up on the bitch.
It does, dude. I think like a fist, but it's like that dude's fist. Anywho, we're all.
What are you doing?
Now it doesn't do it. God damn it. When someone signs on, it's from the game portal. So it says, who are you?
Why don't you. Wait, hold. Okay, we'll try this again. Go ahead and hold the mic and give me just a second, all right? This page has to load.
This we're very prepared today, as you can tell. It's just working like it normally does. What? Who?
Who are you?
Yeah, it's Gladys from the game Portal. It's funny. It's all the little voices. So it says, "Who are you?" But he signs on, and like seven people sign on at once. I'm like, "Holy crap! What the hell is going on?" Everyone in my office is looking at me like, "Dude." Yeah, I did. Everyone in my office is looking at me like, why is your computer talking to me? There we go. And then we just press the mute button.
As I send you IMs through everybody. Another one that I use when I'm at work is Meebo, meebo.com. It allows you to sign into all your different instant messaging. The only thing it does not have, which makes me sad, is IRC. But hey,
me.
Who uses IRC anymore, right?
Other than us and apparently Anonymous.
Us, Anonymous, and maybe Toe. That's about it. No one else no one else has a concept of IRC anymore.
Is Toe the only one signed on today?
No, he isn't.
Nope,
there.
No one's even on today. See, oh, wait a minute. Someone might be soon, though.
You know, that's the one thing about it is that, you know, I've sit there and everybody's like, oh, we want IRC chat.
Do we have a, like on the website, is there an IRC client built into the website still?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I make sure of it. You know, that had to work and it had to be there. And if that doesn't work, then I'm going to go ahead and go back to the LV Rocks one. At least we'll get some accidental exposure.
LV Rocks.
So, all right. Spankwagon Radio. I'm your
Spank
host, Spankwagon
Radio.
So what's up, man?
Man, I told you, everybody is just meh.
No, the thing is,
Murph has had a shitty day. You came in saying, well,
not
I got
a shitty
leave.
Day. I just had a hard day.
A hard day. Excuse me. And you...
didn't have a hard day.
I had a hard day.
He would have had a shitty day if it were not for seeing me.
You're going to get me more in trouble with these guys.
Well, anyway. Oh, here's a picture of Son Krillin.
Okay, look. Just so you guys know. Him. Just so you guys know.
You're sleeping together. We know.
No.
It's okay. We understand. It's a romantic relationship.
I already know, man. But it's all right.
No, we're going to be spending a lot more time.
In bed.
You guys are just jealous. So. That's what it is.
I remember I used to come late to the show, get a text message, where are you at? I didn't even get that shit today. I was like, damn, this bitch is like,
she was busy.
I got
thanks
here.
For the porta sub sandwich, nigga. Fuck you.
I got here right before you got here.
Do you realize though, she basically networked away from you over to Murphy?
Yeah, I know. But
no, I still love decaf. You know
just
what?
Not
those
as
black
much.
Guys are getting me into trouble, dude.
It's just you don't love him as much.
I got to get on that white shit now.
Nah, you're a whore.
Look at this picture. I know, I got ran over by a...
You're a whore. That's nice.
See, everybody would be laughing at this if I could put the pictures on the website.
Well, you should figure out how to actually click a button. You can do it.
Click what button?
Uh-huh. Yeah, don't look at me. Hey, man.
Let me teach you how.
Fuck you!
I can't even get you to go to the site.
I know she's too busy. She's too busy checking on Murphy's cock.
I actually, no. You see, here's the funny part.
That's a whole new world.
He doesn't have any clue how to get onto the webmail anymore. He's lost his paper. Murphy,
lost my paper.
No, I may have lost my paper, but we can both say that that webmail was fucked up.
You should have showed me how to do it last
night. We had to. Gonna get me in more trouble with these guys. Knock it off.
What?
Wow, I think we need to change like the whole scope of the show to be like Dateline or not Dateline. What was that one with Adam Carolla and?
Loveline.
Loveline. It's just gonna be you two. We're gonna be like, so, tell us about last night.
Man. He taught me things.
Yeah, like algebra.
You know, you're not far off. Anyway, So,
are you guys making great Velcro?
What?
Someone will figure it out.
Dude, she's totally shaved. I don't know what you're talking about.
See, there you go. Now you want the truth. You just ask one-off questions and wait for answers like that.
Thanks.
Who's getting who in trouble here now?
Nobody.
I thought that was our little secret.
Secret, as you say this on a mic.
Oh, look, Blue Buddha's in the room. Hi, Buddha.
Holy shit.
Who the fuck is Blue Buddha?
She's old school.
She haven't seen her in ages on the chat room. Welcome. Hey. All right, so hey, Spank Wagon Radio, we got a lot of shit to cover, at least a couple things to cover today. I did get some feedback from last week's show.
Dude, that was funny. I'm sorry. I was listening to that this week, and I was fucking dying.
Which part?
The toilet stuff, really, primarily the pooing, and it just...
toilet humor.
Look, you and I have had this discussion. That's what I want. You want highbrow. Somewhere in the middle, we meet.
Yes, absolutely. But I brought the toilet humor.
Dude, I was fucking dying.
Decaf brought the toilet humor.
You guys,
and of course, what does he say? In the forums and on the website, he was talking about how he was at Walmart taking a dump and the dude next to him was praying
Jesus
to God.
Jesus Christ! Lord Jesus, fuck!
What the fuck is it with you and shitting in Walmart?
Hey, well, shit is this.
You drive past a Walmart, you're like, dude, you know, I gotta take a dump.
Walmart bathrooms are actually kind of impeccable. They keep them clean because so many people go in, they constantly clean them out.
Now, you know what had the nastiest bathroom in town for the longest time? Fries. Fries had the most disgusting, horrific bathroom.
It was all hot. You get that hot piss smell.
Paper towels everywhere. Oh, it was just disgusting.
Sounds like a public library bathroom.
They went in there. They've cleaned it out. They've put in new fixtures, and they have a new set of rules. Things like, please don't flush the toilet with your foot. I swear to God, that's on there.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not going to touch the handle with my hand.
Yeah, nope. Thank you. You're not going to.
Did they provide the rubber glove? I mean, if it's that bad.
You know it's bad when the employees won't even shit in there.
No, that's... Woo. They're like, oh, don't worry. We got a software section for that. Linux software. All right. So anyhow, what's going on?
It was an interesting week.
What happened with your week?
I can't say. Part of it did, but...
It was an interesting week. What happened? I can't tell you.
Well, I mean...
But it was fucking awesome! But you can't know a damn thing about it!
No, okay, the fire today was huge. The fire today was huge.
Yeah, that made national
media. Why, because you fucking started it?
I wish I started that. No, it was... It got me busy, kept me busy most of the day.
For the fire, if anybody
doesn't
have
a clue... How did the fucking fire keep you busy all day?
Because of the coverage.
You're watching?
So,
you're just watching.
No, we do coverage. I have to run a lot of other things for that. Yeah, that's right. It's not, that I just sit in my office all day. I really wish I could.
Hide under your desk.
Well, you were talking to me. You told me about the fire.
Yeah.
After someone else told me, but then you told me. Yeah, Monte Carlo's on fire.
So city's burning! So oh, my God.
So you was at your fucking office.
I was at my desk. Dude, in and out all day, running around.
You lying motherfucker.
Flirting with chicks.
Yep.
He didn't do shit.
He's an IT guy. He doesn't have to do shit.
He's on fucking MySpace IM all day. Same thing with Decaf over here.
Just because it's on doesn't mean I'm on it.
No.
Oh, okay. Just because you're replying to my text messages doesn't mean that you're on it.
Phone is always in my pocket.
Battery is almost always empty. So, yeah, the fire today was pretty interesting. The Monte Carlo caught fire. We don't know what caused it, but like a roof spark or welders or...
They're saying it started in a room now, not actually on the roof.
It was Mexican smoking weed.
Dude, why not? So, yeah, caught fire, burned like the entire upper story.
You know who they interviewed? Some dude who was a former employee of the Monte Carlo who was explaining the breakdown of the building and where it's burning at. You know what I'm saying? Former employee. Let's see.
Yeah. I heard that the guys in the kitchen made it out first. And that was the guys downstairs. People were like, yeah, we had no idea what was going on. Next thing we know, all the people from the kitchen are running out the back door.
Because niggas can run.
They heard it was INS.
Yeah. La Migra! Fire! It's fuego! La Migra! It's fuego! We're leaving anyway!
The niggas are the first one out. Man, I smell smoke. I'll be out this motherfucker. Fuck this shit. White people still going, what the? What do you mean,
dude,
evacuation?
Something going on? I don't really know what's going on here. Okay. Can we find someone some information, please?
There's these lights blinking and this alarm. Is that like a car alarm?
is that a fire drill?
What's going on?
Should I get up and stop playing craps now?
Oh, geez.
The pit boss is like, no, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Happens all the time. Let's keep on going.
Nope, we're locking the table down. Your money's ours. Ha ha, get out.
Ha ha, fire sale.
Oh. Oh, my God. But yeah, what was great, though, watching this stuff, because everybody knows that no building in Vegas is actually made of anything sturdy.
No.
Or at least the facade.
Blow them up in 10 years.
Yes, the facades are all made of, like, foam. And what was happening was this fire was heating up the foam. The foam was becoming lava and just pouring down the sides of the building. It was phenomenal.
Debris.
The shit was falling.
Burning debris. So what was happening? This fire wasn't burning up the building. No, it was burning down the building.
And that's where. And then my news director was like, "Oh no, this is the MGM all over again from back in the day,
1980.
Yeah.
But no, it didn't get as bad.
No, but MGM was a lot worse because the MGM started on the ground floor in like a cafe,
and then it
went up. So, but the MGM, man, you had people still gambling while they're evacuating the whole building. The problem is the fire. The MGM, which is now Bally's on the Strip, did not at that time, has now, but did not have fire suppression. It did not have sprinklers or anything.
And it had barely any fire escapes, too. There was no escape path.
And if you got into the fire escape, the door locked behind you. You couldn't get back onto a floor. Now, what was happening in the MGM fire back in 1980 was this fire was burning on the ground floor, and the elevator shafts and the stairwells became chimneys.
Yep. People choked to death.
They
in
were
those,
choking to death in the stairwells because they were suffocating. 84 people died.
Take the elevator, damn it.
No. There ain't no escaping it.
Yeah, so it was. Everybody's like, "Oh my god, it's going to be another MGM." I'm like, "No,
no,
it's no."
I was scared that it was going to become that, or like the Hilton fire 6 months later.
Yeah,
Vegas went through a year where everything just burst into flames for no apparent reason.
It's 120. La la la. Oh, it finally hit 121. Shit just catches on fire.
It was Al Qaeda.
Oh, God. Al Qaeda!
Al Qaeda started the fire.
They hate our freedoms. They hate our freedoms. They're going to lose all our money.
Everybody remembered 125.
You just see the turbine.
In Nevada.
You just see that turbine fall down in the debris.
What's that? That's a burning turbine.
It was Al Qaeda. I knew it, God damn it.
Okay, who flew the RC airplane into the side of the Monte Carlo? Come on now. Fess up, somebody. It's a little RC airplane. Meep, little gas bomb, like a little 5 gallon tank on it. Meep, poof.
Set the whole thing on fire.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, the New Yorkers really fretting that one.
Yeah. Well, it's funny how much bad information, like if you watch the news coverage here in town, how much bad information came out.
Terrible.
You know, everyone's saying, "Oh, all the casinos around it are being evacuated." No, they weren't. There were workers trapped on the roof. No, there weren't.
Nope.
The fire started in the basement and somehow made it. No, that didn't. There was like no one got anything right. And
but instead you had these people calling in, "I'm a tourist. I was staying next door. Got my camcorder out."
The only one I like.
Channel 8 was taking a big risk. They were putting people live on the air on their cell phones with no delay.
When I called on that, it was no delay. I'm like, I remember I texted you.
And I said, "Dr. or Professor Huffington Glue needs to call in."
Yes. I can't remember the voice I do for that.
Delay. So wherever you said,
they would have dumped your call, but you'd been like, "Oh, it was fucking master."
Baba booey, baba booey. Yeah, that would have been it. It would have been
throat punch. You know, and they would like, click.
Well, that's the danger of live television there.
Yeah, danger of live television and our government charging you $375,000 to say
fuck.
Boom, right there, $375,000. Anybody got another word, $375,000?
Yeah. Nigger.
That was three words.
No, that's legal, but that'll get like, you know, Decaf's heroes after you.
Decaf's heroes.
His unelectable community leaders.
They know nothing, brother.
I wasn't offended by Murphy's remarks. Nah, motherfucker, you were. Okay, I guess I was.
You need to respect your people. You need to rise up. That's right. I need to rise up. I can't sit and take that. God damn it. White people keeping me down my entire... Wait a minute. I am white. Sorry. Got carried away.
The fro.
Dude, I do have... But you notice how it's nice and kept now?
Oh, that's right. I see
Scrappy is quick to check it out.
What happened was... Have you noticed? Wait,
I've seen it already. Thank you.
Which fro?
He keeps that one nice and kept, too.
Yeah, I bet you.
A little manscaping.
With your teeth.
Manscaping.
Nom 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 nom.
The pew muncher.
The nom nom bunny.
All right.
Nom 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 nom.
All right. So check it out. I just realized something. Murphy was going metrosexual for a while.
Yes. Oh, that was scary.
Hold on.
No. I just realized there's a correlation here.
No, you don't. You don't. Okay.
There has to be a correlation. Okay. At least in my mind. Okay. Whether you deny it or not, he was going metrosexual, but then he stopped. It kind of just stopped. All of a sudden, in the past few weeks, he's starting to wear like Under Armour shirts. Got a haircut.
Okay, now let me tell
you
why.
He's getting the black laptop instead of the silver
Mac
laptop.
Okay, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on.
She's calling him, texting him more, messaging him more.
Turn your own mic off.
I already know.
Here's the deal. I got in trouble at work. I walked into a department head meeting, and I'm not supposed to be a department head, but yet they treat me like I am. So I walk into a department head meeting, and I'm in there with all the higher-ups on the whole staff. We've got guys in suits. We've got guys in shirt and tie. We've got women in pantsuits with nice skirts. And there's me in a pair of jeans and a Superman hockey jersey. And I looked at my boss, and my boss is like, yeah. But keep in mind, my boss was wearing the Canadian tuxedo, though. He was wearing the denim the denim pants and the denim shirt from work with the logo on it. So the next day, it was said to me that that I need to improve my appearance at the station, and so
we got Metro Murph back.
I got a haircut, and
that doesn't explain the Under Armour.
It's comfortable. Actually, it's really more over what this is. It's comfortable. But during, and Scrap saw it the other day. She saw me coming out and in a pair of nice, I think it was what, a pair of nice Dockers and this really crisp
nice
black shirt, button-down shirt. I wear button
all tucked in with the little belt, and yeah, he looked cute.
Yeah, I have to look more professional now.
You look cute with the pants out or pants off. The bathroom at Fox is getting steamy.
Wow. Actually, you know, his office is pretty much his office. He can just lock the door.
God damn, you do shoot a lot of cum.
There is no lie, I do cum a lot more than the average guy.
Can we have a spank contest, a spank wagon?
You know what? About a year ago, I posed that idea, and Trench said no. I wanted us to go.
You guys could do it. Forget about him.
Just because you're a dripper, not a shooter, don't mean we can't all participate.
Yeah. I wanted to go to a sperm bank, and I wanted to have the Grand Sperm Olympics. I wanted to do volume. I wanted to do sperm count. I wanted to do, what was the rest of it? Time. I wanted to do a full Olympics to see who had, you know, who's the most virile.
James Zell's got like a little Ziploc baggie, and he's like, be free. Yeah.
I come out with a big gold cup. I'm going to need another one of these. Thanks. I can't believe you always said that. That's so wrong.
Only they let you watch Two Girls in the Cup video, then I'd be all good to go.
Oh my God, there was another one. Four Girls, One Fingerprint. Finger paint.
What?
Okay.
Oh, no.
Did you see it?
Not yet.
Not yet, but Murph's going now.
Oh, it's like Four Girls, Finger Paint, or like One Finger Paint. Oh, who the hell showed it to me? I can't remember. Some guy.
Your mom?
No. Look at this.
Oh, no.
No, this is worse than...
Oh, is that... Oh, my God.
I can't watch... This is worse than Two Girls, One Cut.
Oh.
I ain't even...
Oh, that's a whole new meaning to ass to ass.
I ain't
oh!
Even. No, keep that watching it. It gets better than this.
No!
See, now I gotta check it out.
It gets better.
Oh,
my God.
At least...
No! No! Oh, my God!
You think that's bad? It gets worse. It gets worse.
He's cringing.
I know. No! I never see him cringe.
It gets worse.
If he's cringing,
this
if
is
he's,
amazing.
If he's cringing, that means I'm going to be cringing because he never fucking cringes.
This is so wrong.
I literally almost threw up, and I don't throw up very, like.
I feel my soul dying. This is not right.
No, sweetie,
yep, please don't. Oh,
it.
Good God.
Yeah, we'll be checking this one out. Once we get audio, we'll definitely check it out and share it with people.
Yikes. Oh, shit.
Nope. Wow.
Tapping out. Tapping out. Nope.
Close
nope.
Laptop.
What?
Nope. I'm done.
He clipped. Oh. He. Wow. He,
oh, what?
No. That was so wrong.
Damn, he just left the station.
Oh,
now
nah, I definitely got to see that shit.
Come back and show them.
Nah, I definitely got to get a bottle of water. Isn't that? It can't be really that
it
bad.
Was, I want bad. You to see it first because I think you'll be all turned on by this shit.
All right.
I threw up in my mouth.
Well, what we need to do, I guess Murph just has to bring it back up. And what's this thing called?
No!
You gotta come here.
What's it called?
Four Girls Finger Paint.
Okay.
Oh.
I will warn everybody now, if you're looking at this on your own time, it must be bad. What we'll do is we'll go to a break, I'll swing over and...
Okay, seriously, this makes Two Girls, One Cup look like a fucking Disney short.
Damn. Really? Well, you got a laptop, fucking reset it and flip it over so Decaf and I can watch.
Okay.
I want you guys to watch it on air.
Do we want to do this now?
I'll keep it on air.
One by one.
Well, I think we can do it together.
No.
No, it'll take too long, one by one. We'll do it both at the same time.
Oh, my God.
No, it was pretty bad.
Cool. Probably like
I
anal
get to
poo
hear
fisting.
And just watch your guys' like expressions on your face.
All right. Well, Murph is bringing it over. Murph's walking it over. He's going to set up so he can't even watch it, I know.
You can come sit over here with me and let them
all
watch
right.
it.
Okay. Four girls, finger paint.
All right. We got four chicks in a room. Linoleum floor. That's the first indicator. Oh, look at that. She's going to take a dump on another girl.
She's shitting in another girl's asshole. Ooh, stringy.
Oh, man. She needs more fiber. Okay.
Damn, that's a long-ass piece of
Holy
shit,
Holy cow.
Stringy.
And, like, oh, the other one's diver
like
face.
Like soft serve.
Yeah.
Like,
there you go.
A mouthful of pudding.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Oh, now they're covering each other with it. Wonderful.
Look at the decoration.
Yeah, it's sort of Mohican.
It's finger paints.
Last of the Mopukin.
Last of the Mopukin. Oh, now she's puking on the other girl's ass.
She threw in an asshole. Nice.
Has such a jovial soundtrack.
Yeah,
no. It's like circus music.
Just threw over the mouth.
Oh, puke to puke.
That was where I had to tap out right there. I couldn't do it.
It is pretty gross. I won't argue there. It's pretty gross.
That's not that bad.
Yeah.
I knew decaf when.
No,
out.
I mean, it's not that.
Decaf's I've seen worse. I've jacked off to worse.
He probably has.
I jacked off to you.
All right.
And that was pretty bad.
That's horrible, dude.
That
my God.
That was a desperation moment.
All right. Hey, Spankwagon Radio. You can find us online, spankwagon.net. What
and
we're going to do?
And for all you listeners at home, grab a glass of grab a glass
good,
of
good,
shit.
Good.
Grab a spoon and chew it up.
May I recommend
Baskin
Robbins? I'm sure they have 31 flavors if you just mix them together enough.
Just put
like
your
that.
Own peanuts in it.
Okay.
Your own corn.
Yeah, that's a great idea. You know what I'm going to start? I'm going to eat a lot of broccoli before I do this. And a lot of cauliflower. That's wonderful.
Wow.
Ugh. All right, we'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to...
shit eating wagon radio.
No kidding, something like that.
Oh.
Like
we'll be back.
Like your mama's homemade pudding.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Spank Wagon Radio. We're back. A little bit of a break there. Got kind of a theme going on with the music. Kind of a loose theme. You know, nothing too well structured. All right. Well, you know, I'm noticing here that it seems like our co-hosts are getting more and more cozy together. As a matter of fact, during the entire break, Decaf and I were left completely out of the conversation they had. Decaf and I have noticed also that they keep just getting closer and closer. Do you notice? Look at this. No separation.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm busy trying to do some work, man. I'm trying to figure
out. Oh, you're working. Okay.
I'll try to ask you to get something for later on in the show.
So, all right, moving on. What we're going to do right now, Murph, why don't you go ahead and introduce this?
Okay, it has been a fucking nutty-ass week when it comes to Scientology. A bunch of videos for a couple of different things have hit the internet.
Hey. I'm a Scientologist, you motherfucker.
No, you're not.
Well.
I quit Spank Wagon! I quit Spank Wagon!
But Xenu says you should
wait,
come back.
Hold on. Hey, Decaf. You ain't fucking Isaac Hayes. Sit your black ass down.
Now I gotta call Tom and apologize.
I can't believe Isaac Hayes is a Scientologist. You'd think the guy's smarter than that. But it's been, I mean, some video hit the internet early in the week that was not supposed to come out. It was some video of Tom Cruise in this DVD that they made for Scientologists, and then it's him accepting this award, another thing in Scientology.
Except that.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present the Douche Award.
Yeah, no shit.
For the highest ranking Scientologist celebrity brainwashed douchebag.
And then there was some, excuse me, some other stuff came out that said Tom Cruise is like the number two guy in charge of all of Scientology.
Nice.
That, yeah, I know. It's kind of.
You got a promotion. All right. Promotion.
But I want to play this. The Tom Cruise video.
Think about it. We watched him grow up by dancing in his socks and underwear. And now he's number two in L. Ron Hubbard's cult.
So she don't know what movie you're talking about.
No, she has no fucking clue.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Damn it!
You know no risky business?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your geriatric wagon.
I'm your host, Big Daddy Decaf.
So anyhow... Today we're going to talk about something that happened back in the 1980s.
It's okay. I'll visit you guys in your retirement home.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's way better this time. I got a rash.
But you'll only be staying in one.
The only problem is the only cream you'll be rubbing.
Oh, Jesus.
So you'll only be staying in one.
Tom Cruise, Scientologist.
Okay, so this is an interview he did.
I think it's a privilege to call yourself a Scientologist, and it's something that you have to earn. And because a Scientologist does.
It's tight.
He.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or she has the ability to.
It's cool shit, yeah.
Create new and better. Wait. And improve
I'm loving the Mission Impossible.
Oh, the Mission Impossible music in the background.
Scientology, religion impossible.
Oh, shit. You see the. Do you see the alien in the background?
Scientologist, you look at someone and you know.
I want to get a copy of his e-readings.
So for me, it really is KSW, and it's just like, it's...
I don't know what KSW means.
That,
Kill White.
I don't know.
Oh, to you guys.
Kill Spicks and Whiteys!
Maybe it's, maybe it's Salty Whiteys.
Ooh, kill Salty Whiteys.
That policy to me has really gone... Boy.
Have you noticed he has yet to say a complete sentence? It's, you know, it's... Ah, ooh, ah... Macho Man Randy Savage puts on a better interview than this shit.
Oh, yeah, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just Bonesaw McGraw.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on a second. I got to point out that Trench went full on in the radio and did the finger bit. He did the...
Oh, yeah. I know you don't fucking get that either.
Read a diet, you know, I just went... That's exactly it. Being a Scientologist... When you drive past an accident, it's not like anyone else.
You get the point and laugh! Aliens got you, motherfuckers.
As you drive past, you know you have to do something about it because you know you're the only one that can really help. But that's...
What?
That's what drives me, is that I know that we have an opportunity and to really help for the first time effectively change people's lives and
okay, but he hasn't really said how he's helping the people in the accident.
Now, I know. Supposedly, he did save somebody out of a car wreck. I guess that's for cool. What?
Yeah, it was Katie Holmes. The car wreck was her career.
You asked like Katie Holmes, so you know it. So anybody that's
you know what's funny,
20 years old and trashy, she'll know.
More people saw this video on the internet then went to go see Mad Money last weekend when it premiered, Katie Holmes' new movie. How sad is that? This is also, they've gone out of their
Katie
way.
Holmes gonna, movie. She's just
absolutely, uncompromisingly dedicated to that.
Show me the money.
Boards are there to help, okay? But we as...
Show me the money!
Wait. Did he just start talking in third person?
Yes.
Hold on. This is going to get good.
It's like... We have a responsibility. It's not just the orgs. It's not just Dave Miscavige. You know, it's not just me. It's you. It's everyone out there kind of rereading KSW and looking at what needs to be done and saying, okay, am I going to do it or am I not going to?
All right, Decaf, your
Google
job.
Google Scientology.
No, just acronym finder, you know, KSW. I mean, I know KRS-1. That's about it.
I know WKRP.
In Cincinnati.
Keep Scientology
period.
Working.
And am I going to look at that guy or am I too afraid working. Because okay. I have my own out ethics to put in someone else's ethics? And that's all it comes down to.
Scientologists are acronym bitches, aren't they?
Yeah, back this up. Back this up for a second because they're always talking about LRH versus L. Ron Hubbard. Back this up. You have to listen to what he's saying here.
Okay. Rereading KSW and looking at what needs to be done and saying, okay, am I going to do it or am I not going to do it? Period. And am I going to look at that guy or am I too afraid because I have my own out ethics? Put in someone else's ethics. And That's all it comes down to. Because I won't hesitate to put ethics in on someone else. You know.
Pause that. He will not hesitate to put his ethics out there and put them on someone else. He will not hesitate to push his ethics on you. How fucking just megalomaniacal.
Megalomaniacal
is this guy.
Megalo.
Thank you.
Megalomaniacal.
How do you say eat my ass in Latin?
Murphy.
Thank you. Murphyo. How out there is this guy that he just he thinks he's Jesus fucking Christ? Which, by the way, in the papers that we'll talk about later on that Pirate Bay released today, they got a bunch of scanned documents. In one of the upper levels, they declare Jesus Christ as a pedophile. Yeah, keep going. Keep playing here.
But that means a pedophile sits next to Joseph Smith and sits next to that weird alien to decide your fate.
Yeah.
So they're saying a pedophile is okay.
And all of a sudden, Nambla joins the ranks of Scientology.
I'm so confused.
Put it ruthlessly in on myself. And I think that I respect that.
He respects his own ability to force his morals onto you. Yeah. I respect my own authority to own you.
Yeah, that does sound like
it. That's what it sounds like.
I respect my authority to lynch you, son.
I respect my authority to stick my dick in your chest.
Don't say lynch.
But that's what he said.
Don't say lynch. God damn it. Hold on. I'll sharpen the fucking phone.
Hold on. Let me just draw that noose on the broadcast sheet for this week.
And others. And, I'm there to help. And we're here to help. And my opinion is that, look, you're either on board or you're not on board. Okay? But just, if you're on board, you're on board just like the rest of us. Period. We are the authorities on getting people off drugs. We are the authorities on the mind. We are the authorities on improving conditions. Criminon, we can rehabilitate criminals. Way to happiness, we can bring peace. And unite cultures. that once you know these tools and you know that they work, it's not.
Other than telling people that he's going to put his morals upon you, has he said shit?
He has.
I was just about to say, I'm really just bored.
And he is creepy. Okay, so in response, and this video goes on for 8 more minutes.
Oh, dude, it's long.
In response to this, though, Jerry O'Connell has posted a video. And those of you who don't know Jerry O'Connell, he's an actor. Yeah. He was in the show Sliders. He was in the movie Tomcat.
That's the one who played in Crossing Jordan.
I guess. Okay, I don't know. Okay, so Jerry O'Connell posted this. Now you've got to find the video. The video with Tom Cruise. He's sitting there in a black mock turtleneck, and he's in this interview set.
He's got this kind of amber, kind of sepia-toned lighting behind him.
Yeah.
An actor, it's a privilege to be an actor. You can just know that someone else is an actor just by looking at he or she, because actors. Usually are not working. It is a privilege to be an actor because you know that you really are of no help to anyone.
No, he's making fun of Tom Cruise.
I wish I could go on vacation. I wish I could just go and romp.
Turn it off.
But I can't. What? Right now.
That's not Tom Cruise.
Wow, can you pause this, please? Thank you for paying attention. This is Jerry O'Connell.
He's making fun of Tom Cruise.
This is the parody.
You have to listen to what he's saying.
All right, first off, we got to explain what parody is.
Jesus Christ.
All right, because we're obviously dealing with ninth grade education.
It's a small bird and a glass. Oh, never mind.
He is imitating.
He's imitating Tom Cruise,
and he's talking about being an actor, how useless you are as an actor, because Tom Cruise is making himself.
And you can easily spot other actors because they're usually out of work.
It's all about KFC.
KFC,
just good chicken. PYT, pretty young thing. WAYATW, why are you acting this way? As an actor, when you drive past an accident and you see it, don't do anything because you don't want to be involved with insurance and any sort of litigation. The rabbit walks over to the tree and sees that there's all this food on it. And it's gonna go eat.
about the apples. And then what happens is the elephant comes over and goes, "Hey, Mr. Rabbit, don't eat those apples." I have traveled all over Los Angeles, Santa Monica, to Van Nuys and Sino, the valley proper, and you meet people in convenience stores, the leaders of these convenience stores, and you look at them, and you ask, "Is this a public, are patrons allowed to use this restroom?" And they know. They know. And then he says, "The aristocrats."
Okay, I get that one.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. The Aristocrats is fairly new. Do you even get that one?
The Cats?
The movie.
Oh. Okay, the Aristocrats.
Okay, the Aristocrats. Do you want to start the joke, Murph?
Okay. Guy walks into a talent agency.
Well, no. Guy. Well, is it the guy or his family?
Well, it's a guy. He walks into a talent agency. He says, "I have an act that you have to see." And the agent sitting behind the desk says, "All right, what is it?" He says, "Hang on a sec." Opens the door. In walks his wife, who's pregnant,
his
son, his daughter.
This is the older daughter who was pregnant too.
No, I see. Again, this joke exists for, everybody has a different version of this joke, but it's always the same.
Oh my God, just tell the joke.
Okay, so in walks his son, his daughter, his baby that's still in a wheelchair, or still in a little stroller, grandma, a dog, a cat, and a hamster.
Ooh.
They all come into the room. So, looking around, the guy said, the talent agent says, "You know, I've got enough family acts. What is it you guys do?" He says, "Well, here, I'll show you." So the mom lays down on the ground, and the son takes off his pants and begins to piss on the mother's face. As he's pissing on the mother's face, the baby takes his pacifier and sticks it right up Granny's snatch. Granny starts masturbating with the baby's pacifier while sucking the father's cock. Now, all of this is going on. The daughter grabs the cat, turns the cat upside down, and makes the dog fuck the cat, and then sticks the hamster in the dog's ass. Now, this goes on for about 10 minutes or so. Finally, the father gets bored, walks over to his son, sticks his dick in his son's ass. His son sticks his dick in the grandmother's ass. The grandmother takes the pacifier, sticks it in the baby's ass. The baby sticks his head up the mother's snatch as if he's going back into the womb, and the daughter sits on her mother's face. Then the dogs and the cat and the hamster piss all over all of them. Goes on for a couple more minutes. The father then pulls out his cock and ejaculates on his own mother's face, who swallows it down, swishes it around, spits it into the son's face. The son jerks off into his own face, catches it all in his mouth. He takes that semen, spits it into his sister's face. His sister takes it out, spits it into her hands, jams it up inside of her crack and in her pussy, and says, "Now I'm going to get pregnant in 9 months. The mother says, "No, you're not," slurps it all out, spits it back into the dad's mouth, who turns around and spits it all over the animals. This goes on for about 10 minutes. Finally, the big finale comes up. The father takes the dog, takes the hamster, sticks the hamster back up the dog's ass, then sticks the cat up the dog's ass. At this point, all you can see is the cat's rear legs. He then takes his dick and sticks it in the cat's ass. So he's ass-fucking the cat, who is being ass-fucked to the dog. He then takes the dog, pries its mouth open, and jams his son's cock right down the dog's throat. The son turns around, starts eating his sister's pussy. The mother turns around and starts licking her son's balls. All the while, grandma shits all over all of them. The talent agent, completely flabbergasted, has no idea, looks at the man and says, "Okay, what do you call this act?"
The Aristocrats.
Oh, God.
This joke exists as
it's the joke for comedians. It's the joke for entertainers. It's the joke that...
This joke started back in vaudeville when you couldn't be filthy on stage. So you would go out on stage and you would do the big family show. And then you would go backstage and the comedians would tell this joke, trying to outdo the other comedians, trying to make them laugh. Every comedian out there knows this joke and everybody has a different way of telling it.
And the whole point of the joke is just to be as gross and vulgar and as disgusting as you possibly can. And imaginative as well. There's a film out that actually was written by Penn from Penn and Teller, and another guy who went around to all these different comedians and all these different entertainers and had them tell their version of the joke,
We're talking mimes. We're talking. I mean,
should have been all dudes.
Oh no!
No, it's a family. That's a thing. It's a family.
It has to be the family. The whole premise is it has to be the family going into the talent agency and doing this, and then that's the core of the joke with the punchline being the aristocrats. There, it's nonsensical. Bob Saget does a really funny version, and Gilbert Gottfried did a version live on TV.
Now, Bob Saget in that movie, The Aristocrats, they made this movie. They refused to get an MPAA rating, so it's an unrated film. Bob Saget was the only one that was so filthy they couldn't put it in. They had to have him go back and redo it.
Now you know who Bob Saget is, right?
That's the guy from Funniest Home Videos.
Wow, we're
look at that.
Somewhere.
We got a reference. So
Full House.
Very good.
So that's where The Aristocrats comes in. So anyway, back to Scientology. Now that I've... How long was that? 3-4 good minutes
that
on that
good,
joke?
That was a good one, though. I mean,
think that was good?
That was a good one.
That
I like that
one. You didn't slip up either. You got it all.
Oh, well, it's not like I don't masturbate to that thought every night.
So anyhow, back to the Scientology.
Back to Scientology. So Scientology, these videos got released. Scientology flipped out. They did everything they could to get these videos off the internet. And as fast as they would pop up on sites like YouTube or Break.com or, you know, some of the news sites like Gawker. So
where did it break from? I mean, where did they find it?
Well, what happened was his science fiction writer, L. Ron Hubbard, decided that he wanted to make some money, so he created a religion. That's kind
no,
of
I
the,
think he's
no, 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 I know that. I know that bullshit. I'm talking about how the
rumor
video.
The rumor is the production company that did all of this production for this big DVD that was going out to all the Scientology members that had these interviews on it. And this is part of a larger DVD that's this L. Ron Hubbard's Scientologist of the Year ceremony. Thing looks like it's done in the same style as the Oscars. It is really crazy. Someone at the production house leaked it because they just could not believe how utterly retarded it was.
Yeah, and the scary thing is that Scientologists... You know, what they're saying basically is that Jesus isn't who Jesus is, God isn't who God is, and we're all descendants of aliens.
Yeah.
It's almost as bad as Mormonism.
No, this makes Mormonism look like the Catholic Church. These guys are fucking out there. Okay, Xenu.
They are scary.
Oh, wait, no, you know what? I'm getting my Mormons mixed in with my Scientologists. I did that twice now. I said Joseph Smith, Mormon, sitting with aliens to decide your fate.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, do you know the reason...
Now you sound like the Baha'i.
Yeah. The reason you're black in Mormonism is because you are neutral.
I know.
In the great conflict between Jesus and Satan, God and Satan.
I know we're too scared to fight.
Yeah.
Or take a sigh.
Sweet are Negroes of the World War II.
Yes.
So Scientology is this fucked up, crazy religion. Now, something interesting someone once asked L. Ron Hubbard. They said, so do you hope to get rich off of these books? Because he wrote Dianetics and Battlefield. Yeah. He said, no. If I want to get rich, I'll make my own religion. So,
matter of fact, if you watch Battlefield Earth, I mean, that's a thinly veiled Scientology message.
Yeah. So all of this came out. Scientology went overboard this week. Legal threats were going to sites. Gawker still has not pulled the video down because they say, no, it's newsworthy. We'll keep it up. But YouTube, Break, I think even a couple of CBS affiliates on the East Coast have pulled this video
now,
from their site.
What Scientology has been doing is they say that it's intellectual property. Their religion is actually intellectual
and it's copyrighted.
Property, and that's copyrighted. Yeah. How you copyright religion, get to figure that one out. But I think we've talked about that before. Yeah, figure that one out. But they're saying it is a copyrighted thing. So what they're doing is anytime anybody talks negatively about Scientology, not positive,
they shut it down.
They shut it down on the Digital Millennium Copyright Act.
And even before that, there was the big ARS thing, the alt.religion.scientology.
Yes.
ARS is that was the original
Usenet,
Internet versus Scientology.
Usenet News Group.
Yeah, it was about 5 good years of battle there. There were FBI raids. Okay, the FBI raided this guy's house with lawyers and people from Scientology with them going through this guy's house deciding what they were taking. Scientology has gone off its fucking rocker, and now it's come to a head, and war has been declared. Some of you may have heard of the hack group Anonymous. Well, they have declared war on Scientology, and it started last week. Over the weekend, most of the Scientology websites were either down or getting severely hammered.
Damn.
So they released this video, and it is truly creepy, but it's absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
Who released Leaders of Scientology.
Anonymous.
We are Anonymous. Yeah. Over the years, we have been watching you, your campaigns of misinformation, your suppression of dissent, your litigious nature. All of these things have caught our eye. With the leakage of your latest propaganda video into mainstream circulation, The extent of your malign influence over those who have come to trust you as leaders has been made clear to us. Anonymous has therefore decided that your organization should be destroyed. For the good of your followers, for the good of mankind and for our own enjoyment, we shall proceed to expel you from the internet and systematically dismantle the Church of Scientology in its present form. We recognize you as serious opponents, and do not expect our campaign to be completed in a short time frame. However, you will not prevail forever against the angry masses of the body politic. Your choice of methods, your hypocrisy and the general artlessness of your organization have sounded its death knell. You have nowhere to hide, because we are everywhere. You will find no recourse in attack, because for each of us that falls, 10 more will take his place. We are cognizant of the many who may decry our methods as parallel to those of the Church of Scientology, those who espouse the obvious truth that your organization will use the actions of Anonymous as an example of the persecution of which you have for so long warned your followers. This is acceptable to Anonymous. In fact, it is encouraged. We are your SPs. Over time, as we begin to merge our pulse with that of your church, the suppression of your followers will become increasingly difficult to maintain. Believers will become aware that salvation needn't come at the expense of their livelihood. They will become aware that the stress and the frustration that they feel is not due to us, but a source much closer to them. Yes, we are SPs, but the sum of suppression we could ever muster is eclipsed by that of your own RTC. Knowledge is free. We are Anonymous. We are Legion. We do not forgive. We do not forget. Expect us.
Wow. Now,
that you listen to that, it is really creepy what they are planning to do. And they've released a couple more videos since then. These guys are seriously going on a fucking warpath, and they're going to attack the church and show how the church responds to exactly be their, you know, their downfall. You know, they're not hoping to stop the church. They're hoping to have the church stop itself, and that's fucking cool.
Damn.
So what I wanted to do is open this up to discussion. You know, Scientology, yes, obviously a cult, but is it a science? Is it a religion that should be allowed? I mean, in Germany, it's actually outlawed. It is considered to be a cult. Should they have the right to exist, to do what they want to do, and are their actions acceptable under what you would consider a church to do?
All right, and what we'll do is we'll open this up to anybody listening live. You can give us a call, studio line, 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 1-866-587-6257. And I will put in place roundtable regulations, yep. So that way everybody can only speak at one time, and we do it in a circular fashion, as Murphy is going poop.
No, just pee.
He has to pee.
Hey, so only thing I know about Scientology is from, like, last seasons of Nip Tuck, so someone want to explain that to me? A little bit more.
Wow. Okay.
You don't gotta get like all into detail because I know that
you look like you're ready and you know exactly what's going on.
Well, Scientology.
Yeah.
I just know it was invented by L. Ron Hubbard, and I know a lot of Hollywood actors is into Scientology, and I know they got little schools and shit going around the
right,
country.
Right, but what are they believing?
Okay,
what are they...
Look, here's the Wikipedia entry.
Okay. Okay.
Scientology is a body of beliefs and related practices initially developed by American speculative fiction author L. Ron Hubbard in 1952 as a successor to his earlier self-help system, Dianetics. Hubbard later characterized Scientology as an applied religious philosophy and the basis for a new religion. Scientology encompasses a spiritual rehabilitation philosophy and techniques and covers topics such as morals, ethics, detoxification, education, and management. The practice and promotion of the Scientology belief system is organized via the Church of Scientology, the first church of which was founded in 1953. Scientology and the organizations that promote it have remained highly controversial since their inception. Journalists, courts, and the governing bodies of several countries have stated that the Church of Scientology is a cult and is an unscrupulous commercial enterprise that harasses its critics and abuses the trust of its members. Scientology officials argue that most negative press has been motivated by interest groups and that of the controversy is past history. While the U.S. Department, U.S. State Department has commented negatively in its annual International Religious Freedom Reports on countries that discriminate against Scientologists and their religious freedoms, it also has commented negatively on the efforts of Scientology to degenerate such governments themselves. In other words, Scientology is basically an attempt at New World Order is really how a lot of people view Scientology and why it's a cult, as opposed to just being a religion.
Okay. I know the question is, what was your question?
Do you feel Scientology is subject to the same protections and rights as other religions?
Yes, because it is covered in the Constitution. As a matter of fact, I brought up the First Amendment. Freedom of religion, press, of course, and expression. It says Congress shall make no laws respecting the establishment of religion, which they did. You know, they did establish their religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, which they can do, of the press. They can put their little books out, or the right of the people peacefully to assemble, which they can assemble and do their own little thing. So, I mean, there's really nothing that...
But it's not the government that's going
I know
after
I know
them.
It comes to the people, but I mean, if we're going to be true to the Constitution, which I know many of you guys on the show feel like, you know, the country is really getting away from the Constitution. I mean, truly, they do have a right to have their religion and, you know, have their John Travolta and their Tom Cruise get together and do their little scary videos.
Yeah, okay.
You know that Will Smith, like, he did some interview about this, and he backed Tom Cruise up on Scientology.
Okay.
Will Smith.
Well, what did he say?
I don't remember. I don't remember the exact quote, but I seen it on TV.
I remember the interview, and he basically said, yeah, you know, Tom's a perfectly normal guy, and, you know, he's cool. There's nothing going on there. He just kind of backed Tom, but didn't say that he backed the religion itself. But he just kind of backed Tom as being a perfectly normal person.
See, what I see from this kind of deal from Scientology is that if you notice... It seems to be a very big celebrity magnet, and I can't figure out exactly why it's such a celebrity magnet. You know, why do celebrities feel the need that this has to be their religion? Because, I mean, it's pretty big. There are a lot of celebrities who are Scientologists. I have not quite figured that one out yet. I mean, what's the draw to celebrities? Is it something where if it is a New World Order, there's your leaders? Or is it because if it's truly trying, you know, like the definition Wikipedia said... You know, they do try to take down governments, you know.
I think it's more a power move on that part, kind of like, you know, you join the right fraternity if you want to, you know, get ahead in the world. Or in this case, you join the right agency if you want the best representation. You know, if you're a Scientologist, you have a much better chance of being picked up for a major movie that Tom Cruise is involved with, because he always looks for other Scientologists to put in his movies.
I mean, it's just much like... It is much like a lot of other religions, where it's like people say they are, or people may claim they are, and they may truly not. They may even half-ass believe it. But, I mean, to get ahead, to do it, like, you know, like many Jack Mormons, they may not do everything the Mormon religions say, but they're going to claim it because it will give them an upper hand. Mm-hmm. And Mormons do hire Mormons. And Scientologists gonna hire Scientologists. It's just how it goes.
Go ahead, Murph.
But I'm you know, I don't want to stray too far from the point. You know, this nation wasn't founded on religion, but one of the basic premises is freedom of religion. Does Scientology really qualify? I mean, I know it's kind of hard to pick and choose, but I mean, it's such an obvious fabrication, especially all the whacked out science fiction shit that goes. But then again, you look at other religions and go, oh yeah, so here's a guy, his mom was a virgin, he popped out of her snatch, a couple of years later they put him on a cross, put him in a cave, and he walked out 3 days later. So, I mean, it's no more unbelievable than any other story.
Or you know, going back to Mormonism, you know, we're all descendants of aliens, and that, you know, Jesus, Joseph Smith, and some alien actually picks who goes to heaven and who goes to hell and whatnot, and what side everybody's on.
Does it really hurt anybody? Like, I mean, no one's hurting anybody by having their own beliefs.
Well,
does it really matter, like, what, you know?
Well, Scientology, what it's doing to people is it has drained, you know, people that have left the church. They have drained their bank accounts. The church is you know, funded entirely by its members.
Like any
but
church is.
But that's their choice. That's just like if I were to go down and gamble...
Actually, it isn't their choice at a certain point. One thing that the Church of Scientology has, basically, is if you're in and your family's in, provided you pass the auditing, which is a really weird thing we'll get into in a minute, provided you pass the auditing, everything that you do, your money, your possessions, basically your identity now is theirs.
That is still like a lot of churches. A lot of churches do have people, even the Mormon church, you have to donate or give so much
now,
and do something or
right,
something like that.
The Mormon church isn't too far. You know, there's a good comparison there because both churches, if you're kicked out, you will be excommunicated not only from the church, but from your own family. Yeah. You know, that's one practice both of those churches do.
Yeah, and it with Scientology. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
That's still their choice. I don't care. Like, no one forced you into going into Scientology. And
I can't hear you.
Nobody forced them.
Why don't you go ahead and sit up and
yeah.
Nobody
talk.
Forced them into going into Scientology and like womp, and giving their money to a church. They knew that was going to happen when they got into it. So leave them alone. God, get over it. Seriously, like, am I wrong? Like, if I go down to Gold Coast and
I could give two shits in the wind about Scientologists or what they fucking do.
They're not hurting anybody. Leave them the fuck
See,
alone.
See, but they are hurting people. I mean, what they're doing to protect their quote unquote church, they've ruined a lot of people's lives, especially, you know, back in the original Scientology versus the Internet attacks. You know, a lot of stuff that's gone on, they really have ruined some people's lives with this stupid, inane bullshit.
How?
Dude, they sued so many freaking people.
Well, what they'll do is, first off, if you don't agree with them or you say something they just don't like or don't want to hear, they will bring a lawsuit against you.
Yeah, and they go for blood.
True.
They go for
that
blood.
That part is true.
You know,
how could you sue somebody over just saying blood,
slander?
Yeah, slander, libel. Also, again, if you put something up that talks about them on the internet, I mean, they've been using the DMCA pretty effectively lately. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of documents about about Scientology is hidden. A lot of them, you know, they don't see the light of day. They stay very much inside the church. And today, the Pirate Bay actually put out a scanned manual today. It's about a 50 meg RAR that apparently has a lot of stuff in it.
Hey, we got a caller on the line. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Yes, it's Dr. Stoney, guys, calling from Nomad Radio Network.
Hey, Dr. Stoney, how you doing?
Not too bad. I mean, I've been listening to the show tonight, and I got to let you know, I mean, here's the biggest deal. Organized religion in the whole is one of the biggest cons known to man. Yes, 2,000 years ago, it was needed to get us to where we are today. But let's face facts. The Bible wasn't written by anybody special. It was written by man, and it was chosen by popes as to which books we even see in it.
Correct.
So, I mean, it's just an organized farce. Society is not going to cave in if we find out that, hey, we were lied to 2,000 years ago to help us get as far as we are. So, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, abolish organized religion and the world would be a better place.
Now, doesn't organized religion at least provide the framework for morals and beliefs that people have a hard time doing on their own?
That's more the law nowadays.
Well, okay, so you're saying if we get rid of organized religion, we hand everything over to the government?
No, it's already there.
Okay.
I mean, we're free to say what we want when they want us to say it, and it doesn't matter what country we live in. Let's face facts.
Okay, free speech zones.
Okay, much like, okay, the KKK organization is protected, right? No, seriously, it is protected.
It is protected.
Yes, it is
protected. Now, would you consider that to be something that should be disbanded?
That's in their own form, their own religion. Abolish it.
Actually, the KKK is a religious organization.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, you know what? The majority of your racist and your bigotry tends to come out of religion.
That's spot on. That's absolutely spot on.
I believe it's written in the Bible that you're to stay with your own.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
Gentiles with Gentiles, Jews with Jews, yada, yada, yada. It promotes bigotry in its own. And I swear it is the biggest con job. And if they ever let real normal people into the Vatican vaults, everybody would know the truth. Because everything they don't want us to see, they've confiscated and locked up tighter than Fort Knox.
So, do you think there should be anything passed on the belief, or you think it should be kind of like anarchy? Or, I mean, because really, a lot of religions keep it, especially in this country, keep people believing that things are going to happen for them, good things, and it's really stopping from anarchy in the country. Do you think anarchy would break out if all religions were abolished?
I believe anarchy would have broke out 1,500 years ago if everybody knew the truth.
But I don't
believe it would happen nowadays. No, not at all.
Okay.
Most of us already assume that it's all a con job anyway.
All right. So basically, let's look at this just a little bit different way. What if organized religion was more like, well, what it is kind of nowadays, a social club?
Or a corporation.
Yeah, a corporation, a non-profit social club. I mean, is that acceptable or not to you?
Well, I mean, when it comes down to them actually demanding how much of your wages you have to give,
tithing,
and yada, 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 That's, I mean, that's just way too far. No church is going to tell me that, hey, you were baptized by your parents, so you now owe us 20% of every pay.
Right, right. You know, and that's one thing that happens a lot of churches, the tithing. You owe a certain percentage, or you have to commit every year to donating a certain amount.
And the majority of it is played on by guilt and fear tactics.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, you don't pay your tithes, you're going to hell.
Yep. And that's one of the things, like, Catholicism. You know, you talk about the vaults of the Vatican. I mean, when I was walking through the Vatican and walking through the museums, oh, my God, could there be any more gold in one place other than Fort Knox?
Exactly. And then here's the biggest kicker. Their number one rule that you cannot break, thou shall not kill.
Oh,
how many lives have been taken in the name of God? And how many times have we heard, my God's better than your God?
Hell, God helps one team win over the other team in the Super Bowl.
Exactly.
All right. Hey, Dr. Stoney, how's the website going? You are going to do some changes soon.
Yeah, we're going to be actually moving up to Elliott Lake. We're only going to be off air for about 3 days. Unfortunately, you're one of the shows that will be affected because I'm moving on a Thursday. But the following week, you guys will be right back on the air.
So are you updating the website, too, kind of getting a little bit newer than GeoCities?
Actually, dude, I update it constantly, and that's all HTML.
Oh, okay.
That's all I use is HTML.
So we need to get all the porn stars on the show next week when it's not being aired.
Oh, that's rude. Nerf, book the porn stars.
On it.
All right, thanks for the call in, Dr. Stoney.
All right, you guys take care.
You too, man.
Bye-bye.
All right, so get rid of all organized religion and all of the problems will be solved.
As in the words of Scrappy, I think we spend about 25 minutes too long on Scientology. Is that what you're thinking?
That's just because she doesn't know shit about it. She doesn't know how to form a proper argument. I'm kidding.
It's all right. That's,
no, you're not kidding.
You get educated. You get educated and you form an opinion.
Yeah. And actually, you know, she may be right. She may be right. You know, you don't care, but you have to be careful because if you heard Tom Cruise, and you have to understand, if he is the poster child between him and John Travolta, actually more Tom Cruise than John Travolta, he said it himself. He will push his ethics onto you. And that's when you have to care. You roll your eyes.
And what really scares
but
me
you,
is...
Wait, hold on. But you get so pissed off at us when it's 3-1 on one of your opinions.
Mm-hmm.
That's the same thing.
Jason Lee's a Scientologist?
What really scares me is apathy
Lewis?
Really is the cancer of the new cancer of this country, and it's eating us out. It's eating us alive.
The world.
It's like, I just don't care. I just don't care to vote. I just don't care to get involved. You know, I just don't care.
I don't care what other people are doing. What they have in their mind has nothing to do with me. I mean, if
are you sure?
Because
you
like,
don't know. If you're excluding yourself from trying to figure that out or learn more about that, it may affect you.
I mean,
even
if it affects you or not affects you, it's always good to know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, I will give you that one. It's good to know exactly what the hell's going on. All right, so what we're going to do is take a break here. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio, baby.
And we'll be back.
Hey, where's my microphone? Oh, god damn. Turn my motherfucking microphone on, man. I missed my... Yeah. Now I got to back up and shit. No, you put your headphones on, Scrappy. You got to hear all my shit, biatch. What's up? Damn. White people look snowy as a motherfucker. It's December and shit. January. No fucking sun outside. Now, white people get really fucking white, but I ain't going to talk about white people, man. I'm done with white people. No, actually, all I do is talk about white people with a dark perspective, so I have to talk about white people. God damn, I know. I told Scrappy, I told that bitch she got chicken legs. You know how you beat raw chicken and the shit blood come up to the top? That's what the bitch's legs look like. But anyway, yeah, this is Big Daddy Decaf from the darker perspective. There's some interesting shit going on around here, like white boys on the run. I can't believe this shit. This is news to me. This makes me chuckle. Man, I was wearing my puppy dog underwear and shit that I have, right? And I was sitting there and looking on the website. I was shirtless, but I got my titties was hanging out and shit, but it looked nice. But anyway, now I see a motherfucking Chuck Knobloch. Yeah, this motherfucker is on the run. They haven't found his ass in 3 days. He got subpoenaed. To testify in the steroids trial. I don't know who one of these motherfuckers. Having to deal with the Mitchell report. And they can't find his ass. Now, where's Cracker Gun? I mean, damn. now, he's a celebrity, right? But no one knows what the fuck he looks like. I mean, he said Chuck Knobloch. He's like, have you seen him? Motherfucker, I don't know what he looks like. You know, and so... Do they got Dobermans? They need Dobermans and shit. That's what I'm saying on this fake wagon site. I said they need Dobermans. What's a Doberman on his ass? Have him chase his ass down. White boy on the run from the law. Now that, I've never seen a white person run. Usually, you know you must be guilty as fuck when you are white and running in this country. Holy shit. But see, still. Now, last week, I did agree with, or I changed my mind about, who was it, what's that motherfucker's name? One of those, no.
The Olympic chick?
Yeah, but who was I talking, Joker, right? Okay, so Joker called me out, right? And he's saying that, why am I just picking on Marion Jones is using that as a luncheon pad, saying it's a racial issue, and that they're just going after black athletes. Now, I still see this. Now, see, this is the thing. White people try to throw you a curveball and shit, right? That, like Roger Clemens had. He tried to throw you a curveball and shit, right? So now they said, okay, we got Mary Jones, right? We tread the water. We get a black woman that no one fucking knows. They think Mary Jones is a basketball player and shit. No one knows who the fuck Mary Jones is that's black, right? So they first get this shit, right? Then they go after the white boys. You get Chuck Knobloch. No one gives a fuck. No one knows what the fuck he looks like. But it's all leading up to the finale. And the finale is Barry Bonds. That's who they want. So they're going to throw all these motherfuckers in jail so no black people can come out and say, hey, you're being fucking racist. Why are you going after Barry Bonds and not everybody else? Now they have reason to justify when they throw Barry Bonds in jail. And trust me, they're going to put Barry Bonds in jail for 6 months. And I know, and I see Murphy's ass over there smelling like a motherfucker. But says now they can do it and justify it. But they had to cast a couple of white people to the side to do it and shit. That's the way it goes. And it really does piss me off to see it happen. But baseball is a fucking disaster as is and shit. But anyway. But I just want to end the saying, God damn it, I can't believe a white person's on the fucking run. This is like snowing in August in Las Vegas and shit. You know what I'm saying? This shit just don't fucking happen. I'm fucking loving it. I hope they catch his white ass in a hole like they caught Sodom. Hide it out, motherfuckers. That's how I'm about. That's a darker perspective, baby. I'm cheering. I'm happy, motherfucker, today, boy. I'm not pissed. I'm not pissed in the darker perspective. I'm happy. I'm happy! Scrappy! You can talk now.
I can talk, but I can't hear what shit. Jesus Christ.
Chuck Knobloch. How you say his name again?
Knobloch.
Knobloch.
Chuck Knobloch.
Knobloch. You can't say it without sounding white.
Knobloch. 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 Ring. No, wrong Muppets.
Do you have the dead celebrity of the week music handy?
Oh yeah.
I know we don't.
Hey,
really...
you say you was gonna talk about him today.
That's right. She gets to do it.
I know. That saddens me.
I can't hear you.
That That saddens me.
I can't hear you.
He was supposed to be my husband.
Hang on. You got to wait for the music.
It better be sad music. What the hell is this? No, don't bring him up.
Don't you know a funeral march when you hear one? You have no clue what this is.
Oh, Jesus.
It's bagpipes.
It's crack pipes, what?
Do you have it, Scrappy? Can you
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for the Dead Celebrity of the Week.
That's so sad. My future husband died.
Why so sad?
When I saw him in 10 Things I Hate About You, I looked at my friend.
Someone had to watch that movie.
Hold on. I'm sure there's more that coverage of him fucking dead on CNN.
That is the man I want to marry.
Okay, I'll do the biography then.
She can, because I'm too sad.
Heath Ledger was found dead Tuesday of a possible drug overdose in his lower Manhattan apartment, the New York Police Department said. The Academy-nominated actor was 28 years old. Ledger was found dead, naked, and unresponsive.
I just quit you!
On the floor.
Did they find jizz in his hands?
At the foot of his bed by a housekeeper and a masseuse trying to wake him.
Wait.
How you got that before a massage?
Housekeeping! Happy ending!
You get a massage, did die. What the fuck?
Was the housekeeper also doing massage? We've got your order.
Pills were found in the vicinity near the bed. This is being looked at as a possible overdose, but that is not confirmed yet.
Now is it was it Viagra and he masturbated himself to death? Or?
Actually, he was laying down, not teeter tottering. So
he's looking at Jake Gyllenhaal's ass on TV.
Actually, it's being reported that he was dating one of the Olsen twins. So yeah, to get something up for one of those nasty little hags, you'd have to have some Viagra.
Well, you know, maybe he was going after Jake's sister, Sarah Gyllenhaal.
Maggie.
Oh, she's Sarah. Fucking
hot. Maggie's the hot one.
Yeah, she's hot. Oh, I will.
Anyway, Heath Ledger was found dead. He has survived.
Finger
by
paint
his.
All on her ass.
And there was 48 hours of coverage of him being dead. I just want to point this out. He's not a dignitary. He's not a president. He's not anybody but an actor.
Look at Anna Nicole Scrappy. Smith when Anna Nicole
I was
Smith
just
died.
As pissed with all that.
I was really pissed
on
that.
I was sick of hearing. They're still talking about that to this day. Yeah. Her
now,
dying.
Now, fanboys, relax. He had already finished doing everything he needed to do for Batman. Everything is in the can. All of his voiceover work. Everything is done and taken care of. Yeah. In fact, since then, he's done 1.5 more movies. So,
as a matter of fact, right now, they're saying that they're digitally putting him into the next Crow with Brandon Lee. It's called
bad.
Dead Men in a Fucking Ghost Mask. You know, it's
bad,
it's
dude. Bad. Ooh.
Oh, I know. It's
too soon. Too soon.
Look at that. Not too soon. Brandon Lee's been dead for over
Heath
14
Ledger.
Years. Look, you know what? As an actor, he's
so
a really
So the Joker
great
dies
actor.
At the end of Batman, huh?
Well, according to one of my friends who works over there, Warner's is freaking out because he had signed a 2-picture deal for Dark Knight and the third one.
Shit.
So, and it's already done. They've finished it, so either they're going to have to go back and change the ending somehow, but yeah, he was supposed to be in the third one, so...
Well, actually, what they'll do is just borrow from the 1989 Batman, and they'll just push him over building CGI in the face. Oh, wow. And
maybe they
Get
can just take Jack Nicholson and put the prosthetics on him.
What are you talking about?
Never mind.
What?
Sister, what are you talking about?
The Queen of the Damned.
Oh.
Her brother did all her voiceovers. That movie was in a wrap before she died.
Oh, interesting. Aaliyah. I didn't know that. Aaliyah.
Her brother. Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the second movie Ledger's done with a Gyllenhaal, too, by the way. That's kind of creepy.
Is Maggie Gyllenhaal in?
Maggie Gyllenhaal's in it.
Oh,
she's,
God, I'm going to fucking jerk off in
Maggie
the theater.
Gyllenhaal is playing Rachel Dawes. Katie Holmes was told that the premiere for Batman Begins that she wasn't being brought back for the sequel. She was told
sick.
On the fucking carpet before the movie had even be seen. Yeah. So,
why? Why'd they decide?
Because
hi,
she can't
My
act.
Name is Katie Holmes. Bruce, you can't do that. Bruce.
Here is the limit of my acting ability. Bruce.
Falcone's men control the city.
I am crying. Someone sprayed the water.
Oh,
my face.
God. You are the Scarecrow. I should run.
I am so happy to be married to Tom Cruise. He is bad. Such a sexy man, and we have a wonderful baby.
He
from
put
a turkey
his,
baster. I mean, from him. I have a wonderful baby.
He
from
has
him.
Inserted his morals into me. We have a girl named Suri, or was it Sorry? I think the Sorry was the apology for the Suri. Isn't a Suri something you wear around you like a toga or another garment?
And in exchange for this, I got a starring role in Mad Money. Should have kept my legs closed.
She's not Maggie that bad.
Chill. Oh, she is that
oh,
bad.
Oh, come on. Dawson's Creek.
I mean Katie Holmes and Maggie and their acting is like totally on the ups.
What was the
side.
Movie?
Maggie Gyllenhaal can act their secretary.
Oh, I love that movie. Oh,
boy, that's the film.
Ooh. That's why I keep red Sharpies at my desk. Right there, baby.
Oh,
she's you just wait.
Spanked in the office.
Oh, yeah. You and I are going to watch that movie before Monday.
I'm scared.
Well, you know, it might actually turn into a biopic or How to Live Life More.
So, how you feel about
a documentary instructional film?
No. Okay, you brought up. You got to talk about it. Talk about Heath Ledger.
He's hot.
I mean, no. Talk about
not anymore. Now he's ice cold.
You know what, though? He was a good actor.
I mean, a lot of people don't know who he is or what movies he was even in.
10 Things I Hate About.
No, I mean not you. I mean a lot of other people. I had no idea.
Just telling everybody.
Yeah, I was.
Okay, so name a movie other than 10 Things I Hate About You or Brokeback Mountain.
Oh my God, the one with the hair. I can't remember the name of it. Where he had long hair, like longer hair.
That's pretty ponytail. Much every role.
He was in Casanova.
Yeah.
He was in The Patriot.
Mm-hmm.
The Patriot.
What else?
And he was in
Monsters Ball.
Monsters Ball. Yeah. And
killed himself in it.
Wow, who saw that coming?
And. It is. Oh, A Knight's Tale.
Eek, we don't talk about
the
that.
The Dark Knight.
What? The Knight's Tale?
A Knight's Tale.
Knight's Tale.
And the Dark Knight.
Yeah, but at least that's you know that one dude who went on to be Firefly, you know.
That's about it for us.
Mm. But you got to admit, though, he
The Order.
Good.
Oh, he was
Did you guys
cute?
See Brokeback Mountain?
That's the only one
you know,
I haven't seen of his movies.
I'm kind of nervous to see it because I don't want to watch the gay sex, but I hear that it's a beautifully shot movie and it just looks great.
I was a little shocked because I wasn't expecting all that.
KY Jelly.
And I've heard about this scene. There's no love or romance in it. It's spit in your hand, rub it on your cock, and jam it right into his asshole.
No,
I mean,
there is love and romance in it.
I can't quit you.
I don't know how to quit you.
Can't quit you.
That was my favorite role in the whole
I can't
movie.
Can't quit sticking my penis
wait,
in your ass.
That line was your favorite role?
I mean, my favorite line. You know what I mean? Shut up. I'm tired
anyway,
right
Heath Ledger's dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
And I'm pissed. I am pissed because
he's
well, a good actor.
Oh, man.
Yet again, another major comic book role, and the actor dies. Not as mysterious or suspicious as Brandon Lee, but...
Or the Superman curse.
No, that you know, I don't know. Other than killing careers, I don't know if Superman curse really does anything else.
By the way, Brandon Roth has been re-signed for Man of Steel.
Oh, has he? Okay.
Yes. But, ooh. And unfortunately, the Justice League movie has been put on indefinite hold.
Let me guess. It was going to have...
Writer Strike.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
which, actually, two studios are now have made independent agreements with the writer, so we're going to start seeing some things happen, finally.
Yes, Scrappy, what is your question? Bigger than a baby's arm holding an apple. Next.
Has anybody seen Cloverfield yet?
You mean,
no.
You mean the nauseous film?
Oh, thank you. That movie
now,
made
hold on,
me
hold
nauseous.
On. You know, the,
don't give away the movie.
The big thing they talk about
nauseous.
On that movie, how it was all done on a handheld camera, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
It's done on a standard Sony studio camera. They just
turned off the...
balance correction on the Steadicam.
Thank you, Steadicam.
Yeah, and they took out a couple of springs.
You want to watch that?
I needed to like close my eyes and take a breath because I was about to throw up.
Yeah,
like,
they borrowed filmography from Battlestar Galactica. Because if you watch the Battlestar Galactica series on Sci-Fi Channel,
did
the
you
new
see
one.
It? Or did you see it?
What, Godzilla on Handycam? No.
I want to see it, but
it's
I honestly
Godzilla.
Haven't had a chance yet.
It's not a
don't give away
movie.
The fucking
what is it?
Movie.
Who fucking cares?
No, I care because I haven't seen
it.
And you know what? I really wanted it to be Cthulhu.
The movie knowing nothing is what you leave the movie knowing. Nothing.
That's good. I'd like to be known.
You don't know shit.
In other words, it erases your mind and replaces
like,
you with Tom
Cruise's
morals. I would
love to tell you something about it, but there's
like,
nothing to tell.
Guess what? It's a J.J. Abrams project. What a shocker. You leave knowing exactly what you went in with.
Nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Alias. Lost. Holy crap. Now, one of the
Star
interesting
Trek.
Things, exactly, J.J. Abrams and Bad Robot are doing Star Trek. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that trailer?
I've seen the trailer.
Decaf, were you able to keep the penis in your pants?
On the which one? I'm sorry, I was
the Star
Have
Trek
you
trailer.
The Star Trek trailer?
Oh, I don't like Star Trek.
You don't like Star Trek?
It's Star Wars. Duh, get it right.
Speaking of Star Wars, he has a little bit of paperwork in front of him.
Oh, what's this?
Well, I'm gonna see how much I was trying to. I was trying to read while Scrappy's about to give away the whole movie. May the Force be with Pew. Brothers of Open Jedi Church in Wells. A Jedi, what's that face for, Scrappy? A Jedi church has been born in the galaxy far, far away in North Wales. Now, this church has 400,000 members
worldwide.
And thanks to the brothers Barney and Daniel Jones, both Star Wars.
Barney. Hey, Barney. Obsessive. Go, Daniel.
So,
hey, Barney.
So I guess they're talking about how people thought they were really nerdy and everything for starting it, but
what a shock.
They got 400,000 people to join. And shit, I maybe 400,000 and
well, no, wait. Think about what Dr. Stoney said. You know, here we go. How come this isn't a cult? How come this isn't considered a cult?
Well, because
check your midichlorian level.
I don't have my own personal lightsaber. Even though if I did, I probably would be.
Think about it though. I mean, obviously, it should be considered a cult because people are doing, you know, submitting themselves to it.
Yeah.
MySpacers should be considered
80 worshippers whose uniform is head to toe in black. Wow.
Wow. So do you have to wear a uniform? You have to wear the potato sacks?
Make sure you wear a cup.
Yeah, no shit.
Wow, it spread to the Philippines.
Wait a minute. Wait, why wear a cup? It's not like they got any anyway.
I left them in my mother's basement.
Now that's
so there is a Jedi church.
Yes, in North Wales.
Wow.
400,000 people in...
This is where you get the paper I gave you.
You, what?
Oh, my God.
The news.
There you go.
Jesus you were giving that
look,
to me.
Look, if you're giving her these personal tutoring lessons, could she at least learn something to make it look real?
No, when you hear this story, you'll understand why I gave it to her, because this is aptly appropriate.
Right now, today, yeah, the world's first weed ATM at your service.
Whoa, man, I got news in front of me, yo. I didn't
notice.
And
they should put it right next to a snack machine, too.
That's actually a good idea.
I'm going to need an ounce and some hot fries.
It says... Well, for all you stoners out there, it's finally here. Your dream come true. The world's first weed ATM. Well, actually, AVMs. Anytime vending machines.
God, man.
Yeah, man. Hey.
Dude.
Available 24/7.
Doritos,
you can get
man.
Your,
Fuck the dude. It's my fucking Doritos,
dude,
bro.
Turn on the King Hess show.
Bro, get your own fucking Doritos, bro.
Anybody got any pudding?
It's really sad how good of a white boy impression you do.
Oh my god, dude. I'm so hot.
Dude, I'm totally fucking stoned on my mind right now, bro.
Dude, I swear to god, dude, the couch is talking to me. Holy shit.
Dude, the fucking couch is moving, bro.
Holy shit.
Dude, it just turned fucking yellow, dude.
Go back to the ATM, dude. We need some more.
Dude, flowers is growing out that shit, dude. Oh my god. Dude, is that your mom's ass crack, bro?
Oh, dude, I don't know.
I said they call weed, this, not acid.
Dude, they call this the Frankenstein shit. You know why? Because when you smoke it, you're. Holy shit. Dude, what if we just, like, put this in the air conditioning system at the UN and then everybody just be mellow and there'd be no more war?
That'd be fucking cool.
Dude, that'd be great, man. And then we could make, like, Twinkies, like, the world food. That'd be so great.
Holy shit, dude. Your mom just pulled in the driveway.
Oh, shit, dude. I'm so high, I can't even reach the couch. Dude, turn on the Hess show.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Anyway, they're talking about making a Vicodin, Viagra, and whatever is Propecia.
Propecia.
How many times do you smoke weed, Scrappy?
Me?
Yeah. No, that is Scrappy.
No, did you ask me how many times have I smoked weed?
We got to do a play-by-play. Yes. How many times?
Holy cow.
Hey, wait.
It's
wait,
really been a lot.
Show,
no. I think wait, she's left.
How many times have you smoked weed?
Oh, my God. I understood that. Okay.
All right.
You got to talk to me like that from now on.
Look at that. See, I'm retraining her. Now she only speaks Caucasian.
That's true. That's very true.
Well, answer the goddamn question.
Anyway, I don't want to answer that question. It was
a lot, a little,
it's
once,
been a long
twice.
Time.
Okay, so
you're how 20. Many times? A long time is fucking last week.
That's what I told her earlier.
It's been a long time. I was in high school.
So did you do it like once or like five times?
Yes.
Like twice.
Didn't inhale. Okay,
a week.
Twice.
I didn't inhale. I shotgunned off. Never mind.
Decaf, what about you, man? have you ever smoked weed?
I've had it about 5-6 times. Most of the times I've had it, I was drunk. It really can't tell a whole lot, except for one time. One time I had what is this?
The Frankenstein shit?
No. God damn it. What? The chronic. I had chronic once. Oh, you feel that shit. It was from a white boy. White boy had some good shit, boy. Oh, you felt the fucking chronic. Yes. That one was very interesting. Yes. So, what about you, man?
Never.
Liar.
Nope.
No, you probably haven't.
Never.
I mean,
never,
look,
ever.
Look how tight his ass cheeks are. You need a crowbar to try to
I am uptight, you know, so yeah. I mean, obviously, I'm telling the truth here.
Never.
Yeah.
I have never. Okay, this is where my whiteness comes out. I have never once ever had any sort of illegal drug.
But I've been around, surrounded, offered everything. At least twice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've only
twice.
At least, I said. At least. Yeah, there's
only
a difference.
I only smoke weed. I don't go no further than, you know, that, because where I grew up at and seeing how the people look on the crackheads, the bug eyes and shit. Nah,
oh, no shit.
Fuck.
No
that.
Shit. I mean, and that's just it, too, because it's like once, you know, they say it's gateway, and maybe it is a little. What the hell? We're losing them again to something more interesting than the show. Oh, my God. loaded their shorts. That is.
That's courtesy of Blue Buddha on that one. Holy crap.
Wow. All right. So you're listening to
Spank. Oh, wait. Let's have some fun with this.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Hello.
Hi. Are you still alive?
Yes.
Okay. Just checking.
Why would I not be alive?
Well, because I haven't heard from you at all.
I'm sorry. I miss you.
I miss you, too.
Guys, it's Sin. She's on the phone here.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Sin.
Hi.
Decaf is here with us.
You're online?
Yeah, we're live right now, sweetie.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I thought I was calling. I was just making sure that you're going to be my tour guide for tomorrow night, you and James.
Yes, Decaf and I will
James.
Be.
Hello, James.
We'll be running the show there, having some fun. Now, you do have microphones for us, right?
Yes, we have microphones on board, no problem. And I think there's like two seats right by the driver for you guys also.
Oh, good. Now,
hey, wait! You get to sit at the front of the bus.
We do. We get to sit at the...
I get to be the boss of everybody. I get to stand up in the front of the bus.
Yeah, she's very excited about this. Sin's birthday is tomorrow, so she's asked Decaf and I if we could MC the event.
So how many people's on the bus? I mean, is these people from the city, or they're from out of state, or what the... Or I don't know if she hears me.
You know what, Sin? Let me call you. We're going to call you right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, hang on a sec here, Trench. Let's do this live on the air. Why not, right?
Sure, why not? All right.
Let's see here. There's the number right there.
Okay, hold that for me.
Yep, holding it.
Blah, 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 blah.
Actually, it says, what's your number, Scrap?
There we go.
I'll knock you out.
Oh, hold that up again.
Oh.
Oh, everybody else already has
it. All right. We go.
Where's ours?
Blah 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 blah. That should bring it up.
Did that do it? There it is.
I'm sorry. Jesus. We are unable.
I think you messed up on that third blah.
I might have. Let's
you want too many blahs.
Let's try this blah again. Let's.
Let the black man help you.
Lord knows he knows how to dial a white woman.
I'm the black man now.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. Hopefully that's it.
Decaf, I love you.
Yeah, I'm going to love you. Skanking whore. Slut.
Now she ain't answering. Does she realize to pick up the phone?
I hope
Hi,
she does.
Hi, this is Cindy. You
know, we can't.
Wait.
Now, but please leave your name, number, and a short
What
message,
the hell?
And I'll get back to you just as soon as I can. Thanks for calling. Bye.
To page this person, press 5 now.
That's the beep first, dumbass.
Do you have any white women I could beat on?
Oh, wait. Let's all jerk off. Okay.
Yeah,
Jesus. Oh God!
Fuck! Jesus! Fuck!
Get me a sandwich.
And we're clear. All right.
Yeah, that's comedy
the
gold.
The thing is, that's probably really how Chris sounds.
You didn't complain the other night, okay?
Last Friday.
Wait. Bye-bye. Sounding does that? There we go.
Shut up.
Spankwagon Radio. You're on the air.
Hello, this is Cindy.
Yeah, check your voicemail later. Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
So
it was Ludovica. Her and Lonesome Dave are coming in from California tomorrow in order to attend my bus party.
So all these people are from out of city, so they don't... I mean, are we going to be talking to a bunch of people who already know the city or people who have no idea the city?
No, we're all locals pretending to be tourists tomorrow.
Oh, I wish somebody would tell you that.
Now, I told you that like a dozen times.
No, you never said that shit.
Oh, my God.
No, seriously, really, being a local Las Vegas person, how often when somebody calls and, oh, you want to go to strip? What are you, fucking nuts? I ain't going to the strip. We never go there. We never do anything.
I do.
Dude, I tell you, man, the strip, though, it's fucking hot.
But
like,
you're not old enough to be on the strip.
Well, yeah, it's on fire today. No problem.
So how many people are going to be on this bus?
Okay, I have a 2006 56-passenger bus plus the bus driver.
And
how many white women is going to be?
Okay, the bus is going to be stacked with Jello shots, tequila, beer, wine, of course my favorite, raspberry verde champagne, and then I got sodas and water and everything. We're doing bag lunches like we're going on a field trip. Actually, Anita is at home making chicken breast sandwiches and chips and candy and all that stuff's going to be in your little lunch bag.
What about tomato soup and bread?
We're going to be, I'm just typing up the form now. We're going to be leaving my house at 7 o'clock. Then we're going to cruise down the boulevard. Then we're going to go past the Monte Carlo and take pictures of the burnt building and everything. Then we're going to go to the flashing Las Vegas sign, and the fire department's going to meet me there so that we could stop the bus right there in the little turnoff. And everybody's going to get out and take a big picture, you know, big little portrait with the flashing sign. Then we are heading off to Studium.
Okay.
On Sunset and Rainbow, I rented Naomi's dance studio where we're going to be doing some belly dancing.
And what kind of dancing?
No, we can't do the pole dancing because I'm going to have people drinking, and Naomi was very concerned. God forbid if somebody fell on their head or got hurt and
let fall on
the
head.
Of the night.
I got one question.
Hold on,
Cindy. We're just going to be doing belly dancing.
Let the large black man talk.
One question. Okay. One very, very important
and
question.
And I'm sure it is vitally important.
Yes, it is. With all the drinking and the water, and is there going to be a fucking toilet on this bus?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or are we going to be pulling over every fucking 5 seconds for people to piss?
No, there's a toilet. Don't worry about it.
Now,
is people going to piss on the stool or they got to lift it up? Is people going to lift up the stool?
Now, Cindy, I've been to several of your... I've been to several of your parties, and this is the first time that I'll be at one that's going to be self-contained. What are the chances on quite a few people getting naked?
Well, you know my parties, Christopher.
Yeah.
It's always anything goes. God only knows. I don't know. We're going to have entertainment.
Entertainment.
Actually, this party, I got a lot more girls.
I don't like naked women. I can't do the show.
It's been so hard, though. I should have rented buses.
Cindy is the only person I know who gets comedians, like real, not just me and James L., but real comedians, Lonesome Dave and Luca, to headline her bus.
And they're driving in from California in the morning just to do this.
Oh, it's going to be. So Decaf and I are going to be running the show. Now, there's one thing I have to ask you to do for us, please, and that's keep Anita away from the mic. That woman,
I know, huh?
Oh, at the benefit, that woman was all over the mic. Keep her away from the mic. Just keep her in the back. Keep her drunk. Is she bringing her hot daughter?
Yes. Cherie will be there also, yes.
Is she going to be wearing that same outfit she was...
I don't think so. Maybe something sleazier because she's not selling her clothes this time.
Oh. I'm going to need a box of Kleenex.
Oh, but wait a minute. I got Jackie O'Shaughnessy coming. I got Adriana. I got Lisa, Sharon, Deborah. Let me see. Lisa, Cindy, Tammy, Victoria, Felicia, Catherine.
Will you be providing condoms or should we bring our own?
Oh, stop. You are so out of line.
No, seriously.
Wait,
actually, it's not condoms. It's ball gags you're going to need.
But after we go to belly dance, and anybody that doesn't want to dance, they could go next door to Baja Rock and Lobster and have a drink because the owner's going to, you know, make room for, you know, the ones that don't want to join in with us. And then from there, we're going to the top of the stratosphere. Thanks to Francine at the Stratosphere, I got tickets for everybody.
Wow.
And then from there, we're going to Fremont Street to go check out the laser light show and what's happening down there. And then I think that might take care of 5 hours. I'm not sure. We're going to play it by ear.
It's going to be extremely interesting.
Yeah.
I know. Usually, you know, my parties are like, they're not condensed, but they're, you know, like...
Not captive audience?
Yeah.
People can kind of come and go as they please. Not this time. People usually come and go as they please. I mean, I've been to your parties, left, come back, left. Not this time. Once you're there to stay. So since me and Decaf were definitely looking forward to it tomorrow. By the way, she's making us pay. We're being brought on. She's not paying us. She's making us pay ourselves. How wrong is that shit?
Now, come on. $20 a person for 5 hours of entertainment.
I know. I know. And I
bag lunch and alcohol, stratosphere, belly dancing. Where the hell can you go in Vegas for $20?
Cindy.
What?
I'm not going to do the show if you don't have tomato soup and bread in the lunch bags. She can't do nothing but laugh.
That's his contract writer. Tomato soup and bread. Could be fried chicken and watermelon. No, tomato soup and bread. Cindy, we love you. We will see you tomorrow. All right, sweetie?
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that's it's an interesting gig. Another thing that's...
A gig you have to pay for.
Yes, a gig we have to pay for. But there's something else that's in the works, and I can't give a lot of information about it right now, but... Spankwagon Radio may soon be branching into a very interesting and new area that would put us in with one of the largest hip-hop labels in Vegas. That's not exactly saying much, but it puts us... Yeah. Yeah.
I like how Trench kind of looked at me for a minute. Like,
nope, it's got nothing to do with her. It's something else that kind of landed in my lap that I'm working on, and... We will have to see how it goes.
Interesting.
Yeah, a whole new audience. That's the best part.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Trish is going to do rap songs? Sorry, we can rap.
That's going to be awesome.
I'm from Iowa. Yeah, yeah. Iowa. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
Hey, you already got half
down. I got half down.
You got half
right.
down already.
No.
On that note...
Yeah, well, we got... Well, okay, I guess we'll do it early.
Oh, we have time? So.
Hey, end on a high note. That's what I always say.
Yeah.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen!
All right, we'll turn your mic off.
Since we missed all the other news stories.
I know. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
Spank Wagon Radio!
Spanky.
You can find us online, spankwagon.net.
You have to spell it out for Scrappy.
Like she can fucking go there anyway.
Don't get mad.
Hey, you don't know.
She was surfing it at my house. Shit.
Right. Hey, we want to thank everybody who sat and tuned in. We especially want to thank all of our syndicates. Big thank you to LV Rocks, LVRocks.com. Big thanks to Flash FM, the KC Host Radio Network, Door from Hell Radio, Fox FM, Showdown.net, Steel City Radio. And thank you, Dr. Stoney, for calling in from Nomad Radio Network.
And don't forget, guys, this Sunday at the Olympic Gardens, those of you who are here in Vegas, Olympic Gardens, LV Rocks, you can watch the Royal Rumble pay-per-view there for free. Come on down.
Just buy lots of booze and food.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Also, if we're not live...
You find us in an archive.
What?
Podcast.lvrocks.
You find us in an archive. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
In the archives.
Also, we want to be social. MySpace.com/SpankWagon. And on that note, SpankWagon Radio! I think no one wanted to be here tonight. So, Scrappy, give us the final word or phrase.
Heath Ledger.
Decaf got it. Heath Ledger.
Oh, come on. That one would
be. We'll see you.
Heath Ledger.
From Vegas.